Muy buenas noches a todos los hermanos, ministros, compañeros.
Good evening to all the brethren, fellow ministers, and for everyone who is gathered tonight in the different countries, and also for those who will later on will be hearing this greeting of tonight. Today, Thursday, March 28th, of this year 2024. On the day that Jesus was crucified, a series of events occurred after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And that day before Friday, in other words, let us say that tomorrow was the day in which, at that time, on that occasion, he was crucified. And today, notice, at this time, it was already Friday. It fell on a Friday, because the day began in the afternoon. And in the Gospel, it shows us in Matthew and in chapter 26, there it shows us when he, there in the last verses, where he was praying, he took them aside. He took them to the place where they were accustomed to go with the Lord. And it was like that at night. Then in Mark, also there tells us that day of Thursday evening. You can see it in Mark also, so you can read that part later. Mark 14th. And then, see that on 15th, it's already Friday morning. There on Mark it says, and straightway in the morning. So notice that everything that happened in that morning, from there backwards, was the night. In other words, it was a long night, a very difficult night, where we see that Jesus sweated drops of blood there. His sweat was like blood, drops of blood. Then in Luke, we also find there in Luke, on chapter 22, there he shows us him praying. And here also where he speaks in Luke 22:39, it says, and he came out and went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, straightening him, Notice, God always sends help to the chosen ones in times of need. As he sent help there to Jesus, if he has to send an angel, he sends an angel. If he has to send an archangel, he sends an archangel. If he has to send a convoy, that is, an army, for one of these little ones, he does it. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. There is a song or short hymn that I sang once. I don't know if it was a Sunday or I sang it a cappella. I think it was on a Sunday. And I don't know if some children sang it on some occasion. The one that says, if you talk to God, your life will change by praying. Any need, He will answer by praying. Meditate on the Lord. Your sorrows, you will tell Him praying. Blessed prayer. Today I can talk to God praying. Blessed prayer. Today I can talk to God praying. And notice here, him praying to the Heavenly Father. And notice how that angel appears to strengthen him. And he says, and when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Now notice that whole chapter then shows us how they arrested him. And also there for verse 63 of chapter 22 of Luke, and the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. Notice, since that night, they were already beating him. All that night, they pulled out his beard also. In other words, they started beating him up that night. And the next day, on Friday, because of all those smackings during that whole night, during the whole day on Friday, until they crucified him, they were beating him up. He was practically disfigured. And when they had blindfolded him, they put a blindfold over his eyes. They struck him on the face. See? And ask him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, see, that is, on Friday morning, this went all night long, beating him there and whipping him and everything. When it was daytime, and then there, it was then the morning. And in chapter 18 of John,
Vean ustedes allí.
You will notice there,
luego de la oración,
after the prayer,
en este evangelio,
here in this gospel,
ya nos narra,
he then tells us
esta oración tan hermosa,
this beautiful prayer that Jesus made there
por sus hijos,
for his children. And notice that after there John tells us and gives us the details of all of that. And in verse 26, notice, on that chapter 17, 25, it says, O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I know thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it. He made it known at his first coming, and he's making it known at his second coming. There he writes, Revelation 3:12, Revelation 2:17. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. There he also writes those scriptures, Revelation 2:17, 3:12, 7:2, 14:1. That's the angel with the seal, see? 22:4, 19, 11-16. The white horse rider. Now, on chapter 18 of the Gospel according to John, there, notice what he says. And when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples. Remember that the Gospel gives different details. What is not in one is in the other. And there you can see all the angles and all the details that happened that night. Night turning to dawn. Keeps saying on verse 2 of chapter 18 of John, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. Because remember that Judas was one of his disciples. For Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. You see, lanterns, since it was at night. Well, but notice that he left alone. We have talked about this in these days and in other occasions. He left alone from that group that was there of the 12 plus Jesus. And he said to him in that Last Supper, whatever you are going to do, do it. He left. So notice that one represents that small group. And when he comes back, a large group comes back because they were joining together. There is a part where Brother William says, and also Brother Branham, that those same ones who cried out, of those who cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna, the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, some of them were the ones who later on betrayed him. And notice that he left alone, a minority of that group that he had chosen. There, he showed what in this end time the ministries of Moses and Elijah would be carrying out the segregation, the separation, with Judas leaving the group. And notice here, they have left the group. who have been in this trajectory, some people, a small group, have left. But notice how it's been increasing, increasing, and increasing. From a small group that has come out, that they proclaim themselves as the small group, they're not realizing that they are representing, typifying that that Judas did back then. In other words, they are fulfilling, let us say, so they can understand it better, they are fulfilling, that is, the part, the reality of the type and figure that Judas placed back then. And when they return, Judas then returns there with a lot of people. And there, it is discovered and shown who the small group was. Because what for man is one thing, for God is another. And for what God sees something and means certain things, for man it means another. So apparently, humanly speaking, it is seen that the small group was Judas. But when the reality was seen, the small group came to be Jesus and his disciples. Now, we have to remember that Brother Branham told us that it will be parallel in everything. But remember that everything is always brought up to date. Now notice already here when it says, Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Brother William here in this Bible underlines it and circles it, the I am. And next to it he writes, I am. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. To deliver Jesus, notice, to deliver the word had to be in flesh. He had to be veiled. That is how the word is delivered, sold, when it is incarnate. And there was the word, there was the I am, which is the same thing that will be happening in this end time, with the one who has those ministries, Moses and Elijah, Revelation 11. There in Revelation 11, they do the same thing they did with Jesus here. When Jesus finished his ministry, he was taken prisoner. He was tried and condemned, mocked and all those things. And he was crucified. And today, currently, updating that, it is and would be in a modern way or form. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the same might be fulfilled which he spake, of them which thou gavest me, I lost none. And so, it's my petition to the Lord. Of those you have given me, let none of them perish. Let none of them perish when this happens in the updated form. Then Simon Peter, having his sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put thy sword in the sheath. The cup which my Father had given me, shall I not drink it? He had already assumed and accepted there that important decision. And the cup, notice, he could not pass it on. He already knew he had to drink it. In other words, the fulfillment for which he had come, he at that moment of his ministry accepted to carry out that work for the love of his children. Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Notice that there, that Caiaphas said, let us see where it is. It is in John chapter, let us see, 11, verse 51. It says, and one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then, from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Jesus, therefore, walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto a country near to the wilderness, unto a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. Notice, he had already said that. And all the people, notice, those who were against, the high priest had already said it. So therefore, to look good before him, imagine, they were going to try to find a way to kill him. Now, he goes on to say, and Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple which was known unto the high priest, and spoke unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art now thou also one of this man's disciples? He said, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. It means that, imagine, it was cold. It was too cold that early morning there. And Peter just joined them. Now notice there that Peter joined a strange fire. And in the other Gospels, this detail is not so marked as here, so explained. And here, is where he then denies him. Those are the consequences of joining strange fires, a strange fire, which happened to Aaron's sons. They entered the most holy place with strange fire and died. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing." And in his second coming, notice, everyone is listening and everything is being spoken openly. And it is not being spoken in a hidden way, but it is being spoken. And notice that even the unbelievers are listening. Why? He had already said it. Our brother Branham, in the Book of the Seals, where he says that they had been in activities, see, in the Book of the Seals, on page 424. You have already read this scripture, this page, several times. Let's read the little part only. It says, or that paragraph, it says, notice the last verse of the sixth seal opened. Those who had laughed at the preaching of the word, of the vindicated word of the living God. When them prophets had stood there and performed miracles, closed the sun and everything else, and all down through the age, see, they cried for the rocks and the mountains to hide them, see, to hide them from the word that they had laughed at, because they see him come. Hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. He is the Word, see? They had laughed at the Word. And here the Word was incarnate. And they had made fun of it, laughed at them, made fun of them. And the incarnate Word had dropped forth. He writes there in the angel of Jesus, Moses and Elijah. Why didn't they repent? They couldn't. It was too far then. So they know that the punishment, they heard it. They had sat in meetings like this. You see, that those ministries, when in this part here, there is no more opportunity for these people, all that preaching had already happened. And these people had been listening. See, that it was openly, because the third pull is for the bright, for the foolish, and for the unbelievers. Therefore, in all preaching, in all the teaching under the tent, all three groups are impacted. Something comes forth for each group. It cannot only focus on one, but it is for all, and for the Hebrew people. Because even nature is impacted with this ministry. Even those of the sixth dimension, in other words, everyone. They had sat in meetings like this and know about it. And they know that the things of those prophets had predicted was looking them right in the face. The thing that they had rejected. They had spurned mercy for the last time. And when you spurn mercy, there is nothing left but judgment. When you spurn mercy, just think of it. And there they was. They had no place to go, no retreat. And the Bible says here, they cried to the rocks and the mountains to fall on us and hide us from the face of the and he writes judge, who is sitting on the throne. Sitting on which throne? On the throne of David, on the instrument, on the fulfillment of his coming. Because that is the throne. And the wrath of the Lamb. He writes lion. They tried to repent, but the Lamb had come to claim his own, see? And they cried, had come to claim his own. In which form does the Son of Man come? In a prophet. That is the mystery of the seventh seal, which is being opened to the church bride. And they cried to the rocks and the mountains, prayed. But the prayers were too late. They prayed. Notice, too late. Now, here where he says, Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. And there he draws a cornerstone on the edges, and on the inside a star of David. Because it is that part where God is speaking in this end time, which is the stage of the most holy place of the spiritual temple of Christ. And there is where the presence of God, the pillar of fire, is speaking to his people. And there is nothing hidden there, because that light has been lit. It is no longer getting warm with a torch, as Peter joined them there to warm himself. He was warming himself in the wrong place. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? He hit him in the face. The one who hit him in the face his judgment and his sentence will be terrible, and for all, even for those who have spoken evil. In other words, everything they did there against the Son of God, against Jesus, and also all those who have done something against all the messengers and all the chosen ones of God, they will all have their wages. Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Notice of all the things they did to Jesus. They put a rag over his eyes or a cloth. They beat him so that he would tell them who had beaten him. But in this case, in this detail, he asks him and tells him in this way, because what Jesus was talking there was something very important. And it was the truth. Now Annas has sent him bound into Caiaphas, the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. See? They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also of his disciples? He denied it, and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. And in the other Gospels, you will see this of Peter with all the details. Now, for then on verse 28 of chapter 18, there he begins saying, then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. See, all that had already happened, and it was already morning. But imagine, Jesus was already beaten up. He had been beaten a lot that night, even slapped him, and they punched him, and all that. And then during the Friday morning, we then see all that 18th chapter, what is left of it, and 19. Same in the other Gospels, which is what we will be seeing tomorrow in that part of that time before his crucifixion. Now, we have seen a little lightly what happened that night from Thursday to Friday, that night, and then in the morning, then that final stage began, that final part, until they reached the moment when he was crucified. Tomorrow, we will be at 2 p.m., and we can, let's see if we can begin at 1 p.m. Because on Saturday, we have the activity of the first Saturday of the month, which is early at 8 a.m. And in order for you to come back early, I think we can start tomorrow at 1, since tomorrow is a holiday. And we can adjust there, I believe we can. We have to announce it then, so at 1 p.m., we will begin the activity Puerto Rico time. And thus, we will be tomorrow, Friday, seeing the subject we have for tomorrow, the works of Jesus upon entering Jerusalem. And he culminated in that work, for which he had been sent to the midst of the human race to give his life for his children. So tomorrow at 1 p.m., we will be here again from the Great Tent Cathedral and in all countries at the corresponding time of each country. Today we have seen these parts of this event, and we can place here from that scripture that we have read there from the 18th chapter of John, the I am sought. It has been for me a great privilege to be able to send these words of greeting to all of you tonight. And you can, during these remaining hours before bedtime and tomorrow morning, read all those events that happened before the crucifixion of Jesus. The I am sought. Have a very good night, everyone.